From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, October 15th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Tickets available at mainegardens.org.
As many of the Democratic presidential candidates get ready for tonight's debate, Maine political scientists say few voters will pay much attention. Mal Leary has more.
Studies have shown most voters don't focus on the race for president until a few weeks before the election, which in this case is more than a year away. But the debates can affect how candidates fare in the primaries, since party activists and potential primary voters are more likely to tune in, experts say. On March 3rd, Maine will hold its first Democratic presidential primary since 2000. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Maine has joined several other states in turning down requests from the U.S. Census Bureau to hand over driver's license records that include citizenship information and race. Maine Secretary of State's office received several requests for the information in September, but Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says although Maine is obligated to collect this kind of information, sharing it would violate Mainers' privacy. The Associated Press reports the Census Bureau is also requesting information about recipients of government assistance. That's after changing immigration rules to make it harder for people to become citizens if they have accepted federal aid. That rule's being challenged in federal court by several states, including Maine. And the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine is asking the federal court in Portland to block a 3-day suspension of a Cape Elizabeth High School student for bullying. Sophomore Ayla Mansman was suspended after she placed a post-it note in a girl's bathroom that read, "There's a rapist in our school and you know who it is." ACLU of Maine Executive Director Allison Bia says Mansman's intent was not to target one student, but to raise awareness of the dangers of sexual violence in school and motivate the administration to take action.
I think the real concern in this case is that we have a young woman who had been advocating for a better response in her school to issues of sexual assault, coming forward and raising these issues, and then actually punished for raising those issues.
BA says the suit was filed after the superintendent refused to delay Mansman's suspension. A spokesperson for the Cape Elizabeth School System says its attorneys have advised against commenting on the suit. In weather tonight, clear skies with lows in the mid-20s to the high 30s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll look at efforts to deal with lead contamination throughout Maine. I'm Nora Flaherty.